Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for the 21st day of the month of March, year 2022. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. And I want you to get ready as we pray. In this program, we pray. And when we pray, we believe that God will always answer our prayers. We have been on this program for quite some time now, and the Lord has been using this program to do a lot in the life of people. And I trust God, as you are joining us today, you shall be blessed. Delayed blessing in your life shall be released. Your portion that has been held down shall be released back to your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. This program comes between the hours of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And I know that God will strengthen you as we pray together. But lift up your two hands and worship the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for your protection. Lord, I thank you for your care. Lord, I thank you for your provision. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. Lord, I thank you for what you will do. Bless his name and worship him. Bless his name and bless his name. Magnify him. Aha. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I thank you for your mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, I thank you for your mercy that you have shown upon my life in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, I thank you for your mercy that you have shown upon my life in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, my Father, I thank you for your provision and your protection over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for your provision and your protection over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for your provision and your protection over my life in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every evil altar erected against my well-being, scattered by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against my well-being, scattered by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against my well-being, scattered by fire, scattered by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil plantation in my life be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil plantation in my life be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil plantation in my life be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil plantation in my life be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers assigned to delay my blessing, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to delay my blessing, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to delay my blessing, in Jesus' name we pray. Witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray these three prayer points loud and clear. Say, every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up by fire in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up by fire, wake up by fire, wake up by fire, wake up by fire. Every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up by fire, wake up by fire. In Jesus' name, praying. Say, anything I have swallowed, assigned to destroy my life, come out of my life and die in the name of Jesus. Anything I have swallowed, assigned to destroy my life, come out of my life and die in the name of Jesus. Anything I have swallowed, assigned to destroy my life, come out of my life and die in the name of Jesus. Anything I have swallowed, assigned to destroy my life, come out of my life and die in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, anything buried against my well-being, be exhumed by fire and be burned to ashes in the name of Jesus. Anything buried against my well-being, be exhumed by fire and be burnt to ashes in the name of Jesus. Anything buried against my well-being, be exhumed by fire and be burnt to ashes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray this one very, very well. Say, anything planted into my life to destroy my future, in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to destroy my future, in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to destroy my future, in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to destroy my future, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, few days ago, we started a deep teaching, a deep lecture on the mystery of evil soul tie. We're able to establish that there is something in the realm of the spirit known as soul tie. We're able to establish there are godly soul tie and there are negative or evil soul tie. We're able to establish that when you are under evil soul tie, you are under a strong bondage. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Jonathan loved him as his own soul. A soul tie is a linkage in the soul, in the soul realm. It's a linkage in the soul realm between two people. A soul tie can be between places. A soul tie is like a link binding two souls together. A soul tie can be positive or negative. So you must understand what the Lord is saying. Matthew chapter 19 verse 5 said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twin shall become one flesh. That is a positive soul tie. In a godly marriage, you will see husband and wife coming together with godly soul tie. God linked the two of them together, both male and female. But when a soul tie becomes negative, it can be very dangerous. Any negative soul tie will put that life into bondage. A soul tie can be negatively connected to demon. When there is evil soul tie between a person and another person, or between a person and a place, or between a person and a pet, or between a person and a particular business, or between a person and evil habit, it can be very, very dangerous. Therefore, anyone that is under evil soul tie, if he does not do something to it fast, the life will be under serious bondage. A soul tie will make a life to be in bondage. Evil soul tie will catch their lives. Evil soul tie will make someone to be under severe manipulation. Evil soul tie will make somebody to be under strong influence of another person. Evil soul tie will make that fellow to be weak. Evil soul tie will make that fellow to be under special yoke of darkness. Therefore, beloved, it is time for us to break every evil soul tie in our life. Sex is one of the instruments of soul tie. When a man or a woman just begin to have indiscriminate sex up and down, he enter into a soul tie. When a woman sleeps with 5, 10, 15, 20 men, her soul has been divided to 20. Her soul has been tied on 20 ways. Her soul has been tied in 20 ways. That is why some people will get married, and even in that marriage, it will seem as if they still want to be in love with their ex-boyfriend. Because there was a soul tie that was established on the day they met, on the day they had kind of knowledge of each other, that has not been broken. When a soul tie between ex-boyfriend has not been broken, it will affect the present marriage. It will distort the present marriage. It will put this marriage under bondage until the soul tie is broken. When there's a soul tie between a daughter and a father, between a daughter and a mother, and that tie is not broken, when the father or the mother dies, he will still find out that he will be having a dream of seeing the fellow still coming back as if he's still alive. Many of the people seeing their dead fathers and dead mother is because there is a soul tie they have not broken. A man can enter into a soul tie with animal. A man can enter into soul tie with a particular habit, a particular business, a particular place. When you are under evil soul tie, your life is tied together. Your life is under bondage. Don't forget I told you that the soul has three components. The soul has the willpower. The soul has the emotion power. And you must understand that the soul has the mind. When a soul has been tied negatively, all these three components are in trouble. The mind, emotion, and also the willpower. That is why it is possible that somebody under this soul tie may find it very difficult to listen to good counsel until the soul tie is broken. Today, every evil soul tie in your life shall be broken completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall be destroyed completely in the name of Jesus Christ. How do people enter into soul tie? Number one, through sex. Any sexual relationship that is outside marriage is destructive. Two, through blood covenant. People enter into soul tie through blood covenant. Three, through incision. Many people have incision on their bodies. They enter into soul tie covenant. It is time for us to pray very well now. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Cry unto him and say, Lord, I need your mercy. Deliver me from evil soul tie. Surrender your life to Jesus quickly as you break this ungodly soul tie. Evil soul tie will make you to be under evil grip. We must break it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Father, we thank you for this bottle of oil and this bottle of water. Anointed by your power. Turn this oil and this water to fresh fire. Let the power and the blood of Jesus mix with this oil and this water. I charge this oil and this water with the power of Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. And you pray this prayer very loud and clear. Say, every soul tie between me and dead relatives, break. In the name of Jesus, every soul tie between me and dead relatives, break, break, break. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every spell making life difficult for me, in the name of Jesus. Every spell making life difficult for me, in the name of Jesus. Every spell making life difficult for me, in Jesus' name, pray. Any blood covenant that has put my life in bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Any blood covenant that has put my life in bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Any blood covenant that has put my life in bondage, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil soul tie, bringing my life to zero level. In the name of Jesus, evil soul tie, bringing my life to zero level. In the name of Jesus, evil soul tie, bringing my life to zero level. In Jesus' name we pray. Now put the oil on your head, on your center head, and say, power of evil soul tie, on my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Power of evil soul tie on my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Power of evil soul tie on my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say every grip of evil habit in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every grip of evil habit in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest and say, every seed of sickness in my body, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of sickness in my body, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of sickness in my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach and shout it loud and clear. Say, evil soul tie with demonic spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Evil soul tie with demonic spirit, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. I pray for as many people who have been crying unto the Lord for an intervention in their place of work. May heaven intervene and may your promotion letter be released. Those who are sitting on your promotion shall be unseated. Those who conspire to give you a bad name shall be disgraced. Those who have gone to tell lie against you shall be silenced. Your promotion letter shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I want to pray also for those who have some property to sell and the enemy has placed embargo on it. Pray this prayer. Say, witchcraft embargo on my property, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo on my property, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo on my property, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Now say, mention that property. If it's a house, a car, you mention it. Mention the, well, if it's a house, you say, my house at number so, I withdraw you from the control of evil utter. That's how you say it. My house at number so and so, I withdraw you from the control of evil utter. Pray that prayer for about 3 minutes and something will happen. I want to pray for as many people who believe God that this year they are going to settle down maritally. The Lord of hosts will answer your prayers. Every wall of Jericho between you and your divine partner, between you and your divine partner, shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that is covering your image, that is putting another face on your face, shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You, that spirit husband, tormenting that sister, release her so that she can get settled in marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I want to pray for those who are businessmen and women. Pray this prayer if you're a businessman or a businesswoman. Say, powers assigned to bring my business to zero level. In the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bring my business to zero level. In the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bring my business to zero level. In Jesus' name, we pray. I decree that your business shall move to the next level. Your business shall not fail. Your business shall not die. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want to pray for those looking for the fruit of the womb. I stand here as a prophet of the Most High God. I decree your womb to receive the impartation of God's power. I decree your womb to receive the anointing to conceive. I decree to your womb to receive the anointing to carry your baby in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be twin triplets. The baptism of twins shall come upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray for those who are expecting their visa, expecting their a document from their school, expecting their green card, expecting their permanent resident. I pray that in the name of Jesus, as you are expecting, your expectation shall not be aborted. Your expectation shall not be in vain. God Almighty will visit you before the end of this month. and we shall celebrate with you. I'm waiting for your testimony. It is settled. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Beloved, if you have one testimony to share with us, or one thing or the other, pass it across, send it across to our WhatsApp number. And if you are giving your life to Jesus, also send your name and your phone number to our WhatsApp number. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship@Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.